USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Homeland Security is deporting Haitian migrants to discourage more border crossers from streaming into a camp in South Texas. Human rights groups and some Democratic lawmakers oppose the plan. A crowd of more than 15,000 have crowded under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Texas lawmakers continue to criticize the administration's response, especially for not ensuring the migrants are vaccinated. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nels.
The testing and the mandatory vaccines and stuff only apply, the travel restrictions only apply to the American people.
The Department of Homeland Security announced 400 border agents will be in Del Rio on Monday to help deal with the surge. They also say flights will be stepped up to send migrants back to their home countries. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
The KMP complex fire continues to grow in California's Sequoia National Park as crews brace for significant wind activity. The fire has burned a total of 18,000 acres and remains 0% contained, according to the National Park Service. The Sequoia National Park's giant forest is home to more than 2,000 giant sequoias, including the General Sherman tree, the largest tree on Earth by volume, according to the service. The fire has reached a small area of the giant forest, known as the Four Guardsmen, where trees have been wrapped in heat-resistant material. Wind on Friday has caused the fire to pick up significantly. Elsewhere in California, the Caldor Fire is now 71% contained as firefighters have strengthened control and containment lines. The Dixie Fire is now 88% contained. The fire encompasses nearly 100,000 acres and spans 5 California counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The Justice for J6 rally was held in the nation's capital as scheduled on Saturday afternoon, but police say the crowd was sparse and incidents were few. The rally held by people wanting to show support for the people arrested after the January 6th insurrection.
Denied bail. Denied medical care.
Mourners in California saying prayers and final goodbyes on Saturday to three Marines who died in last month's bombing in Afghanistan as family and friends gathered. They were among 13 U.S. troops killed in that horrific suicide bombing at Afghanistan's Kabul airport, also claiming the lives of over 160 Afghan citizens on the 26th of August. Meanwhile, the Biden policy for withdrawing the troops from Afghanistan recently still coming under fire, especially from many Republicans.
The Pentagon said Friday that a drone strike undertaken in Kabul back in August mistakenly killed 10 innocent people, including 7 children, instead of an ISIS-K terrorist planning on attacking the Kabul airport. Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of U.S. Central Command, called the strike a tragic mistake. Congressman Michael Waltz believes that the kind of faulty intelligence that led to that strike will continue without any U.S. presence in the country. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that human assets are needed for counterterrorism operations like drone strikes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.